talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Toes up, middle of June, she was planning a welcome home barbecue. Green bean casserole, grandma's recipe. There was a knock on the door around 2 o'clock. Two uniforms and her heart stopped. Yellow ribbon round an oak tree, blowing in the breeze. Here's to the ones that didn't make it back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long. The hold up a beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten but gone. In a better place up there, but they sure left a hole down here. We just go on living and go on missing the ones that didn't make it back home.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Memorial Day weekend to you. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was has a Memorial Day theme, The Ones That Didn't Make It Home by Justin Moore, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rao. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Design's Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, happens every January. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Marshall Kirkman with Charleston Outdoor Design. Also, interior designer Jennifer Vreeland with JV Design Style. And then finally, we'll be talking with Matt Trower with Charleston Amish Furniture. And he's got a couple of Amish folks that are visiting this weekend, if you wanted to pop in there to talk with them. But before we get to the show, we're joined by managing editor Michaela Arnett, and our other editor, Ashley Rao. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
You bet. So besides several other jobs that we do around here, Ashley, you're responsible for our newsletter that we email out every Wednesday. And can you talk about some of the sales that we have and some of the what's in this week's newsletter?
So, yes, we have a weekly e-newsletter, and I encourage you to sign up because that's where you can find local projects, product sales, and design inspiration, and it's delivered straight to your inbox. Like Tim had said, once a week. This week, Atlantic Bedding is having a huge Memorial Day sale, up to $500 off, as well as J&K Home Furnishings. And also Steve and Shell Living is offering 25% off store-wide. So that's a big sale as well. Also, you can scan the QR code on page 50 in our latest issue to sign up for the weekly newsletter, or you can visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And right when you open our website, a page will pop up where you can put in your information and sign up. We feature in our e-newsletter some great blogs, and Michaela's going to share with you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we've got a number of awesome features in our print issue, but the blog is really an opportunity for us to share with you guys more photos and even more information than we had space to print. If you want to see more angles, up-close details, or just a little bit more information about each of these projects, we do our best to spotlight our seasonal feature. This time it is bathroom projects, so we've got a lot of extra details about the bathrooms that you're seeing in our bathroom guide.
And if any of our listeners have not had a chance to look at the or read the blogs that we have on charlestonhomeanddesign.com, you really should take a few moments to do that. How many blogs are on how many separate stories?
Hundreds.
And these are all
local projects, all local stories. You know, we've been around since 1999. I think the blog has been around for almost 10 years now. So, I mean, there are hundreds of stories and blogs on there.
Very informative. You do a great job writing those blogs in addition to all the other writing that you do for Charles and Home and Design.
Yeah, and we post twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Make sure you check our website for updates.
Yeah. And if anyone has not picked up the latest issue of Charles and Home and Design magazine, I'm starting to get those questions when I drop off magazines at different showrooms from the showroom staff that will say, is that the new one? Mm-hmm. And we're about a month away from our summer issue coming out. Mm-hmm. So you still have a chance to pick up the spring issue. And just briefly, what will people find in our spring issue at Charleston Home and Design?
So on the cover, we've got home and style influencer and social media sensation, Amy Romfo of the Coastal Oak. We've also got a custom built feature where we are detailing the stories behind these custom builds. And we also have a get the look feature for some local hotels that have some really fancy bathrooms. If you wanted to create that design in your own bathroom, we've got those products listed as well.
And we've done that get the look tying in with local Charleston hotels about five different times over the years. And I love it because whenever you go on vacation, sometimes you're like, oh wow, I wish I could have this look in my own house. And we're kind of delivering that to you.
Yes.
Well, great. Well, thank you, ladies. And I very busy putting together the new issue. And I hope you can take some time off and have a nice weekend. And happy Memorial Day to everyone. I hope everyone will take a moment to remember the folks that have died and fought for our country. And just about everyone has a relative, whether it be a grandfather or a father who has served, and we highly respect those folks. So happy Memorial Day to everyone. And now we're talking with Marshall Kirkman with Charleston Outdoor Design. How are you doing, Marshall?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet. Take a moment, Marshall, and tell everyone about Charleston Outdoor Design.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're a landscaping company. We pretty much focus on residential. And as far as services go, we're pretty loaded across the board, from plant installs to patios. We've built a couple fireplaces, fire pits. We do quite a bit of irrigation, landscape lighting. And probably the newest thing for us, excuse me, is this past January, we started offering maintenance, full service maintenance, which the past 5 years we've been primarily just doing, we've just been a design and install company. But so the maintenance aspect is a little bit new for us. So we're super excited to get that launched. And we've had quite a few contracts signed since January. So it's rocking and rolling.
Oh, good for you. And when I called you, you had to take a moment before we started the interview, because you were on a rooftop deck downtown. And tell our listeners just some of the basics of this project that you are working on right now as we speak.
Yeah, sure. We so this project had a really cool design to it. We hoisted up 14 large, kind of modern-looking containers that we're filling in with a bunch of different plant material, a bunch of limelight hydrangeas. I mean, it's full sun, so most of our plants, it's super fun because you can get away with just so many different options when you've got full sun like that.
And this is all happening on the rooftop deck of a new construction home downtown, right?
It is, yeah. So the home's been up, I think he's been moved in for probably half a year to a year.
Mm-hmm.
And about a month ago, we pulled out some of the existing landscaping that the contractor had put in, and we did some really cool, like an annual bit, a bunch of annual flowers in the front of the house, and 9 really large, railing baskets. And so those are just now starting to pop. It looks so good right now. And, but yeah, everything we're working on this week is, it's up on the rooftop. And like I was saying, we've got olive trees going up there, African iris, Camellia sasanquas, limelight hydrangeas, a couple different mix of just perennials for color. But we've got 2 big olive trees that we hoisted up in a huge bulk bag yesterday that are going to go on this rooftop. And then we're lighting it all up at nighttime. And we're also going to do some bistro lights as well. And it's going to be a pretty epic house, man. I think some people are going to be stopping by this summer. Obviously, they won't see the rooftop, but as far as just how that the presentation looks right now from the front of the house, it's looking pretty amazing.
Mm. Yeah, and you're referring to tea olives?
Sorry, olive trees.
So these are actual olive trees?
They are olive trees, yeah.
Wow, cool.
Yep. So, you know, you got to be specific on the varieties, but as far as what we'll do best here in Charleston, and I'm not really an olive tree expert. Every once in a while, we'll incorporate them. It's just the design that was created for this rooftop had that as an option, so that's what we went with. But yeah, it's going to look pretty stellar up there.
Gotcha. So I was looking at your website, Marshall, charlestonoutdoordesign.com, and I was very, very impressed with all of the different products and services that you folks offer. Can we kind of just go through and cover some of these briefly, like architect and landscape design services that we always recommend that a homeowner start with a design, whether it's they're in an existing home and they just want to make some changes. It's always good to have a design so that you can maybe implement the design over time, over months or years, that kind of thing. But then when you're building a new construction house, they require most neighborhoods require a plan. A landscape plan. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're not doing a ton of new construction, to be honest. Most of what we're doing, like I said in the beginning, is residential, and they're homes that have been there for a while. Like this house that I was referencing downtown, I mean, the house was built. There was actually previous some landscaping that was installed, but it just needed to be a little bit more tailored to the style of the homeowner versus just kind of a basic, you know, plant install that needs to happen when a house is built. So typically that's a lot of calls that we're going to get is somebody that wants to create a design that's fresh to their style and their preferences. It's certainly nice to have a design, and some projects that we will take on, it may be, you know, something where I will just offer a consultation if it's a small enough project, and I'll meet with the homeowner. We'll, you know, do our best job to listen and take notes, and then I'll follow up with, you know, my suggestions, my ideas, plant material, et cetera. And then we kind of go back and forth until we land a game plan that we're all on the same page with. And then as far as like construction plans, you know, if somebody needs a 2D overhead or even a 3D, we can provide that. And actually the last 2 years we've been working with JR, with Remark. So a shout out to JR and those guys. I know they're partnered with you guys in the magazine as well. But JR has done quite a few designs for us, him and his team. We used to be all in-house as far as all of our designs. And then my wife was our lead designer, and then baby number 1 came along, and then it was like, okay, this is getting to be a lot. And then it was like baby number 2 and baby number 3. And so that's sort of what we shifted. And it's like, we started branching out and making local connections with companies like JR. If we need formal design plans, we'll partner with those guys and have them create plans for us. And then we'll focus on the install. And every once in a while, we'll still do some stuff in house, but it's been really nice to partner with somebody locally and work together.
Yeah.
between the design and the install.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then you already mentioned landscaping installations of trees, plants, flowers, and sod. And I noticed you even do synthetic turf, which is getting very popular these days.
It is getting popular. Yeah. I mean, it's certainly nice if you have dogs. I mean, with the grass, I mean, to keep a really nice manicured lawn, if you've got a dog, it sometimes is touch and go because you're going to have like pee stains. And, you know, if you have a lot of foot traffic or animal traffic, then that does at times make it difficult to maintain a really manicured lawn that's lush and green. But, you know, not saying that's the only reason why you should do synthetic, but yeah, you know, as far as, you know, the softscape world, I mean, yes, plants inside, we're doing that stuff all the time. I love it. That's probably one of my favorite things is just getting my hands dirty and native soil and getting plants in the ground and getting irrigation to them. I mean, nowadays, as far as irrigation goes, especially this time of year, you know, there's not a job that we will install that where we're not either tying into existing irrigation or installing a system, just because, as you know, it gets brutally hot in the summertime around here. And we want to make sure plants are watered. That's they're going to take off and root the quickest and the best. So
definitely need an irrigation system. If you're installing live sod in your yard, you definitely have to have an irrigation system put in before the sod goes in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sorry to interrupt. What about some of your hardscape services, such as fire pits, fireplaces, retaining walls, stone, brick, and concrete, patios, walkways, driveways?
Yeah. So, you know, I'll start with the patio world. I mean, probably my favorite material to work with is bluestone. I mean, obviously that has a deep history here in Charleston. If you've ever walked around downtown, you're going to see bluestone sidewalks and bluestone walkways and driveways everywhere. So I love working with bluestone. I've been passionate for a decade about that. And we do offer other material. I mean, we'll work with brick. I mean, I love the old Charleston look. And like, if you can get your hands on the old Charleston brick, it's always fun to incorporate that into a project. Obviously the more modern patio world is going to be pavers. We do install quite a few, you know, paver patios and walkways. And, I love working with pavers. I think the cool thing about pavers is there's so many color options that are out there that you can tie in just different color tones to the color of your house, or if it's going, you know, from a painted deck down onto a patio, you can play around with different color options. So that's something nice that you'll find with pavers is just the shapes and colors that you can play with, right, and incorporate.
Yeah. And back to the bluestone again, as attractive as it is, it also heats up very quickly in the summertime. So you wouldn't want that for pool decking around your pool or something.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever done that around a pool decking, and we don't do a ton of pool. We've done a few pool decks, and that's not really something we're out there doing every week. But yes, the pool decking world, that's more the travertine thing nowadays.
Right.
So,
and I highly recommend you outsource any kind of hardscape work if you're thinking about doing that yourself. For your home, my wife and I did a couple of different hardscape projects and practically broke our backs doing it, and would never do it again. I'd always hire someone to do it. So that's great that Charleston Outdoor Design is able to offer that. And you already mentioned outdoor lighting, and not only is that a nice element to you know, light up your home and your landscaping with outdoor lighting, it really adds a dramatic effect at nighttime, but it's also good for security.
Totally. Yeah, I would agree. And I mean, you know, it's, if you're going to make the investment and spend money to get your yard looking beautiful, I just have always seen it it's just always been one of those things where it made sense. It's like, let's find some areas that we can highlight so you can not just enjoy your property in the daytime, but when it when it's nighttime and you want to sit out on the patio or have a get together or be on the front porch, it's like, I mean, we've got landscape lighting in our house and it's like, I can't imagine my house without it.
Yeah.
I love it. So, and it's, you can't just go out there and throw lights up. I mean, it really is an art. And I think taking the time and getting creative and studying every yard, every property is going to be different. It's going to have different things that you can feature. And, but yeah, landscape lighting is something that we try to incorporate as much as we can. Yep. I love doing it. And, if we're installing it later, usually it's hot no matter what, but every once in a while when you go back at nighttime to adjust it, it's a little bit cooler this time of year as well, so that's nice.
Yeah. Charleston Outdoor Design also can help a homeowner with outdoor furniture, like patio and lawn furniture, chairs, outdoor sofas, sectionals and tables, and outdoor rugs and metal fire pits. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. We try to, that is something we can ship in, we can offer. Obviously, there's a few local connections. And even like with this particular project that we're doing, I mean, the client did prefer to just, buy his own stuff and source it. And we're installing it for him. He's hiring us to get it up on the rooftop, assemble things and get everything set up. But it's something, it's not something we're doing tons of, but if we can, provide a way for somebody to, that needs that, we have some options online and we can certainly help incorporate that into a project.
And then Charleston Outdoor Design, you folks also offer specialty structures and features like fountains and fences and trellises, pergolas. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, water features is always fun. We've built some like custom in-ground fountains that have been super cool. There's quite a few local suppliers that have options where you can buy the fountains that are pre-assembled and we'll pick it up, we'll install it and get things working. And then usually if we're doing maintenance on a property for a regular basis, we'll incorporate cleaning fountains once a month, because anybody out there that has a fountain, they know that those pumps tend to clog if you don't clean it about once a month. Pergolas, trellises, fences. Yeah, I mean, that stuff's super fun to work with, especially if you can incorporate like a custom, pergola for some shade in the summertime over a patio, or privacy fences or decorative fences. We've built both styles. As far as working with local artists and, contractors, I've got a few relationships with some carpenters that are just awesome guys. They're really good at woodworking. And every once in a while, we'll bring them onto a project if it's something really customized that, we want an extra hand on. We'll bring somebody on with us on a project and we'll work all together. And whether that's pergolas, fences, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you about one of the most important factors involved with outdoor living and your backyard and so forth, and that is drainage. And how Charleston Outdoor Design, if you have a drainage problem, if you have an area of your backyard that's has standing water when it rains and so forth, that's something that Charleston Outdoor Design can help you with as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously being in the low country, most of this area is flat, which at times can cause problems with drainage because it's like, okay, we can get the water away from the house, but where do we take it? So that's something that every project is a little unique on. Some projects may have a pond close by or, a drainage swale that we can run water to. And whether that's installing a French drain that catches the water and runs it, or just catch basins in a property. But if you don't have, a pond close by or a drainage swale or ditch, there's other options. We've done kind of live wells in the ground that you can install. And you can also tie your downspouts into, to, you know, your French drain system or catch basins. And yeah, you know, getting water away from the house in key areas, I think, is super important. And, you know, just to tie in the whole grading aspect, I mean, that's usually something we're trying to think about when we're landscaping, is how can we create a grade that does get water to flow away from the house and things are smooth, so you're not having puddles and, you know, big swales in a yard. Sometimes those things can get overlooked, unfortunately. But we try to catch that stuff and incorporate that into projects, so we're not having to go back and have conversations about drainage.
Yeah. How can folks get more information about Charleston Outdoor Design?
Yeah. So we've got our website, charlestonoutdoordesign.com. That's, you know, we've got a lot of pictures of past projects and current projects, and most of our information is on that website. We also have an Instagram. You can shoot us an email at charlestonoutdoordesign@gmail.com. And then my cell phone is listed as well on our website, but that's 843-412-2603.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Marshall Kirkman with Charleston Outdoor Design, and their slogan is "Sit back, we've got this. We work hard so you don't have to." And boy, is it gets things start heating up in the summertime here in the Lowcountry. you start to really appreciate the services that a company like Charleston Outdoor Design can do for you versus you being out there. So thanks so much, Marshall, for taking the time to talk to us today.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me on.
And now we're talking with interior designer Jennifer Vreeland with JV Design Style. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Jennifer, take a moment and tell our listeners all about JV Design Style.
Well, we are a full-service interior design studio, and we take on, you know, a number of projects a year, not too many. We're a small boutique firm. And it's mostly residential, but we also do, you know, doctor's offices and some restaurants. And I would say our style is very, you know, eclectic and maybe European inspired, and can range from transitional to a little bit of contemporary.
Okay. All right. And you're saying that at JV Design Style you have a particular look, but how does that jibe when working with a homeowner? Are you promoting your style, or are you trying to find out what the homeowners are, what their style is?
Yes, so I get asked that question quite a lot. And if you look at my website, you'll see there's a huge range of style. It's all very comforting and homey and you know, organized and well put together and thought out. But every project has its own look and is definitely inspired by the client. I definitely wouldn't say that I have one particular look.
Gotcha. Yeah, and that's something I think most homeowners have never worked with an interior designer before, and on the flip side of that, once they have worked with an interior designer, they would never do a project without an interior designer involved.
Yeah, that's very true.
But there's sometimes a little bit of intimidation about what the pricing is like, what exactly an interior designer. There's misconceptions about what an interior designer can do. They think a lot of people think they're just hired to figure out where all the furniture is going to go and things like that. But it's much, much more.
It definitely is. And the sooner you hire an interior designer, the better, because it negates a lot of issues between, you know, the architect and the builder and the homeowner. And we really are an advocate for the homeowner and make sure that all of their wants and needs are covered and explained to all the parties. And so that, you know, there aren't any, you know, major changes and costly changes later in the build.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that all of that is ironed out ahead of time. And as far as JV design, we are really catered to be more of the accessible interior design studio. So I wouldn't say that we are, you know, a luxury design studio. We are definitely accessible and want to be able to, you know, give our clients the best look possible and, you know, not break the bank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. And I think one of the questions that a homeowner may have is, you know, they have the choice of hiring an architect or not hiring an architect. They have the choice of going it alone or hiring a general contractor. And then, you know, let's assume that they do hire an architect to draw the plans and they've got a GC to carry out those plans. Some homeowners may think, well, what does an interior designer do? What do I need them for?
Well, because we, as I said, are advocates for the homeowner. So we will definitely push for certain things. We have a specific, you know, design background and expertise in looking at the plans and maybe catching things that the designer or that the homeowner would not have caught.
Mm-hmm.
And the builder would have just built it because that's what it says on the plans. So we really go in there with fine-tooth comb and make sure that, you know, everything is well thought out. And, you know, sometimes there might be a window where, well, the homeowner was thinking that's where the entertainment center was going to go. So, you know, finding things like that and realizing, you know, this space is way too small for the kind of furniture that they own and it's not going to fit. You know, things like lighting. We do lots of changes and adding lots of, you know, beautiful wall treatments and paneling and ceiling treatments and things like that that can be added ahead of time without, you know, incurring a change fee later on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of like catching a lot of different things that are on the floor plans that the homeowner might not be thinking about,
mm-hmm,
or have the knowledge to think about.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And this happens all the time. If a homeowner is not working with an interior designer, when they go to start making selections, they inevitably will start hitting up the lighting showroom consultant with advice on, what do you think about this color for the cabinetry doors or this and that. And the interior designer has a bird's eye view of the entire project versus, you know, the lighting consultant or the tile showroom salesperson that
exactly
is only looking at their piece of the puzzle that goes into the construction. And have you experienced that before?
Yes, it can go awry if there are too many, you know, irons in the fire, so to speak. It's really, a designer is the glue that holds everything together. You know, we're like the coach that's running the team, and we know exactly what the homeowner wants. We know when and what the architects and the builders need so that the homeowner doesn't have to deal with, oh, well, I didn't place that order yet, or, you know, I ordered it, but it's, you know, it came in the wrong color. You know, those are all the things that we take care of. There's so much minutia and paperwork and tiny little details that really we thrive on.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard this in the past and I think it's worth repeating. I've heard that interior designers will say, well, I can actually save the home. I'll save the homeowner money along the way. How do you do that at JV Design Style?
Absolutely. By like negating the issues and any problems before they arise, saves lots of money. You know, properly placing orders and having them delivered when they're supposed to be, or consolidating them perhaps, you know, in a warehouse so that they're all safe and accounted for in one spot. And then we do a one-stop delivery. You know, there's a lot of ways to, you know, circumvent issues. And, you know, you've got to like take inventory of everything that is being delivered to make sure that it is arrived, you know, has arrived on in one piece. If it hasn't, then, you know, if you leave it to the day that the builder is going to install it, which might be 4 weeks out, and they've given you a 7-day window for return, then, you know, you've eaten that chandelier, and now you have to buy another chandelier. So it's, you know, really a lot of logistics that the homeowner does not have to take care of and eventually saves them a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Do you get questions from your clients where they'll say, I found something online. What do you think of this? And it turns out it's way too big or way too small. It's just not appropriate, but they have the, you know, the World Wide Web to be researching. They're laying in bed at night. They're obsessed with the project that they've got going on. So they're doing their own research, and I've heard stories about people who have ordered the wrong size items online versus being able to talk with an interior designer and get their input before making that purchase.
Yeah, that can happen. Most of my clients trust me that I'm going to, you know, order everything, you know, and take care of all of that. And, you know, I show them exactly what they're getting beforehand, so they're not having to obsess about those things late at night and wondering if I should get something better or cheaper or whatever. In those cases, if they do decide to, you know, shop on their own, then they have to take care of everything on their own as far as, you know, ordering it. Is it going to fit? Does it look good? If not, I have to return it. They have to, you know, they have to take care of all of that. Mm-hmm. And most people learn pretty quickly that it's not even worth the time.
Mm-hmm. What's it like for you when you get that breakthrough moment with the homeowner? And I would imagine that typically, you know, they've shopped around, maybe they've gotten some recommendations from a friend or this or that. So they start working with JV Design Style, and you start making some suggestions, and maybe they're a little intimidated by what you're suggesting. And you know, you mentioned that word trust before, but what's it like when the homeowner gets that aha moment and they're like, oh my gosh, she was right. And then all of a sudden, the breakthrough moment is they now trust you completely, and you're and, you know, willing to ask have you do whatever, you know, you're suggesting to put it into place.
Yeah, that is a great feeling, and it just makes me so happy when I make my clients happy, you know, and when I surprise them, or they trust me to, you know, push the envelope a little bit, push their style a little bit, and notice things that, you know, now that we've changed this, well, we kind of might want to change the doorknobs to reflect the same polished nickel that we've got going on in the kitchen and things like that. And they're like, oh my God, I never would have thought of that. And it's not like a huge upgrade, but it makes a huge difference.
Right.
And it's just a nice sense of freedom to have them, you know, trust you and just have just such an easygoing relationship. I've always had such great relationships with all of my clients, and I continue to work with them for, you know, decades actually.
Right. Well, that's a big compliment to JV Design Style. I know that besides helping homeowners with interior design work, with pre-construction and new construction and renovations, kitchens and baths and space planning, JV Design Style, you can also help with wedding and event design?
Not so much wedding any longer. I try to stay away from that. I do for many reasons. I love
Bridezillas,
it's very
right?
complicated. Oh, it's exhausting work, and God bless the wedding planners out there. But I do a lot of decor and styling. So I do a lot of photo styling for photo shoots. I do, you know, like intimate gatherings, whether it's a, you know, it could be a bridal shower or, you know, a Mother's Day thing or a holiday event, where I would come in and you know, create a venue inside your home or outside of your home, or if it's in a venue that as well, but just create a look and a style, and, you know, select all the furnishings, the plateware, colors, you know, accessories, just kind of, you know, everything to create a special moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was it like, and how did you get chosen to be on HGTV's Property Brothers?
Oh, that was such a great project. I had decided back in 2014, I think it was, to hang my shingle and start my own business. I had been in publishing for decades. I was a special projects director at Country Living Magazine, a Hearst publication, and then I was also an editor-in-chief of a couple of different regional publications back in New Jersey. And, you know, as advertising went the way it did and everything became digital, I decided to hone my interior design business and start it full time. I had always done it kind of on the side, and it was what I was trained for in school. Mm-hmm. And at any rate, we, you know, as an ASID member, we get alerts for things that are going on in our area. And there was an alert that Property Brothers was filming in New York for the first time and looking for a production designer. So I applied and I had a couple interviews and I got the job. And I actually liked what I did so much, and that I had a lot of experience working with advertising and editorial and being a designer and producing show houses, that they ended up asking me to do 3 episodes for them. So it was a really great time, and I made wonderful friends with the homeowners that I was working with, and ended up doing renovations for them in the future after Property Brothers left. And you know, we did lots and lots of projects and additions on their homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Property Brothers, those are the two twin brothers. I think they both have beards. That may help to paint a picture for some of our listeners. And then JV Design Style, you folks have also been involved with a YouTube show.
Yes, it's called Homeworthy. It was developed, I believe, by a CBS award-winning editor or producer, and she started this whole program where they feature, you know, everybody from, you know, JV Design to, you know, these mega designers and all across the world. You know, they film in India and Paris and, you know, you name it. And so they take, they interview the designer and in their own home and have them tour it and explain how they did things and what they did and things like that. And so I was recently featured on an episode called A Beautifully Layered Low Country Farmhouse in Charleston. So that was my my feature, and I thought it was such a great experience.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Well, how can folks get more information about JV Design Style?
Just go to my website, jvdesignstyle.com, or you can email me at jvdesignstyle@aol.com. And text me or whatever, and I would love to set up a call.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking to interior designer Jennifer Vreeland with JV Design Style. Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
And now we're talking with Matt Troyer with Charleston Amish Furniture. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, doing fantastic. Thank you.
Good. Matt, take a moment. Tell everyone about Charleston Amish Furniture.
Okay. Well, yes, Charleston Amish Furniture. Definitely, it's like Amish furniture. It is all of our furniture is out of Ohio and Indiana, which is the largest Amish communities in the world. And it is solid wood, and it is American made. So we have a beautiful 40,000 square foot store over here in West Ashley off Sam Rittenberg. And we'd love you to come in and check us out.
All right. Great. Well, not everyone is experienced with the furniture that the Amish fabricate. They when they think of the Amish, they think of the horse and buggies and the beards that the Amish men wear and bonnets that the women wear. What style of furniture does Charleston Amish carry?
Great question. Okay, that is actually a wonderful question, because that's what I'm hearing. A lot of people, when they come into our store, it's like, oh, wow, we didn't know the Amish make this. They're still stuck in the 80s with the golden oaks and the claw feet. But the Amish have come a long way. For instance, the reclaimed, where they take barns down in Pennsylvania and Ohio, and they have this beautiful reclaimed look, the urban look. So that's one look that is very popular. And the cutting edge with styles, one of our top sellers here is the live edge tables. So what a live edge table is they take a tree, and here again, the timber's all from Ohio, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. The Amish are very environmental conscious. For every tree they take down, two or three get planted right away. So that is very good on their part. So the live edge tables, what that is, they take a tree and they cut a slab right down the middle of the tree. So now you got a beautiful 2-inch, 3 feet wide, let's say 9 feet long, beautiful walnut slab with epoxy in it. They feel like the decay where there was some decay, and they fill it with beautiful epoxy blues, grays, and whatever color you want. Sometimes we put seashells or oyster shells in, and so that's one. That's another.
And then why do they call it a live edge?
Got it. A live edge. So that's like when they cut down through the middle of the tree, you know, the live edge where the bark is, you know, they take the bark off, but it's not straight. It's actually like curvy, and however the outside of the tree was is how the edge of the table looks.
Gotcha. So it's not a perfect rectangle, for example. It'll be square on maybe three sides, but then one of the sides it follows the natural contours of the way that tree was cut.
That is exactly right. Now, so what we're hearing a lot of our clients and guests say, they want it straight. So what he does, he fills the side with epoxy and makes it straight. So you could have it either way, however you want it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, it sounds like, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, are there other styles that Charleston Amish Furniture carries?
Well, yeah. So as far as the styles, you know, they got modern furniture, got the arts and crafts, got the clean lines, traditional. That's what we hear over and over. And they're just like, wow, it's they had no idea that the Amish are that advanced in their design. Uh-huh. You know, they get designers and give them pointers on what's the trend. So they're very much up to speed with design.
Yeah, that's great. Well, good deal. Well, some people may not realize that the Amish, what they're known for. Are they known for furniture making?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. So, all right, back in the 70s, when you know, they're known for their farming, they're great farmers. Crops and just farmers and
love their cheese and butter, for example.
Yes, the food is phenomenal, right? So they discovered back in the early 70s that they're good craftsmen, and they started making furniture because the land was being taken by developers and whatever. So then it just blossomed into a big industry to where they're known for their furniture making. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha. So you can certainly buy some of those different styles of furniture at different different furniture stores. But if you want something that's heirloom quality, or you want it to not be disposable furniture. You can buy the furniture in whatever style you like at Charles and Amish Furniture, and the craftsmanship is far superior to some of the stuff that you get with imported furniture, for example.
Right, exactly right. Because number one, it's solid wood and it's American made. And, you know, this furniture is going to last 70, 80 years. So it's a one-time investment for the rest of your life. So, yeah.
I know Charleston Amish Furniture, you folks carry upholstered furniture, leather furniture, for example. Are all the home furnishings at Charleston Amish Furniture Amish made?
So all the wood that we have in here, dining sets, bedroom sets, TV stands, entertainment, even mattresses. We have Amish-made mattresses, which are phenomenal. So the upholstery, they have some upholstery, but we carry Smith Brothers, and that is a company out of Bern, Indiana, that has been in business since 1926. And a lot of the Amish work there at that factory, which we carry them. Then we have a couple of other leather lines. We have row furniture. So they're all American made. And not everything is Amish, but it's American made.
But it's high quality that you're not going to find. A lot of furniture stores, and I know price is always, something that you have to consider, but a lot of furniture stores, they feel that price pressure, and they end up buying, furniture that, as I mentioned before, is kind of considered disposable. It's not going to last. For example, like I imagine this probably hardly ever happens anymore, but my mother has, she's reupholstered a couple of sofas different times, and the quality of the sofa was such that it was really good quality, but the material was starting to show some wear and tear, and she had it reupholstered. And people have sort of lost that idea of, I'm going to buy this furniture and be able to keep it for forever or for a long, long time.
Right. So you mentioned price point. And so we do shop around with our competitors, and we're right where we need to be. It's a fair price. And that is something that we also value here very much, is service and hospitality. You come to Charleston Amish Furniture, and we're going to do our best to give you the best service and hospitality that we can. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the most popular pieces with homeowners at Charleston Amish Furniture?
The most popular pieces right now is, with all the beautiful islands around here, is the live edge tables. People love the live edge tables. It's a statement piece. People walk into their homes and it's like, wow. So definitely the live edge tables. Then also dining, other dining tables, bedrooms, beautiful bedroom sets.
Okay. What I know, I've mentioned, that term heirloom quality. How long will the furniture that you get at Charleston Amish Furniture, how long will it typically last?
Well, if you take care of it and if you don't abuse it, it'll be around for generations. You can pass it down to your children's children, and it's solid wood, and if you take care of it, it'll be around for 100 years.
Gotcha. Well, for those folks that have not visited the new showroom, I know you've been in there over a year, but it's still new enough that there's some people that may not have had the opportunity to stop by Charleston Amish Furniture. Can you take us on kind of a virtual tour? So you walk in, you have two entryways at Charleston Amish Furniture out front. You're located in West Ashley on Sam Rutenberg Boulevard, very convenient, near I-26 and 526. But you walk in one of those two front doors. What will someone experience? What's to your left, to your right, and so on? How's the store organized?
Oh, perfect. So yes, yeah, so we have quite a few vignettes set up to where it's like a cozy setting in your home. But you come in and you turn to the right, and then again we have the beautiful reclaimed rustic urban look. Tables set up, then we have some leather, beautiful leather, soft leathers, and then come around the corner there, then we have our beautiful Live Edge gallery, which is pretty cool, because this weekend we'll have two of the Amish coming down from Ohio that make these tables, so that is going to be interesting how, you know, if you have any questions, you can ask the Amish. But anyway, so we got the Live Edge tables here. Then you come around the corner. Then we have beautiful vignettes. We have a beautiful bedroom set up. Very much. We're getting into the coastal look. We got slip covers, sofas. We got more bedrooms, beautiful bedroom sets. Then we have outdoor. We got a lot of outdoor, and that is what that is. It's that the maintenance-free poly furniture that lasts forever. That's what, you know, more painting, scraping. You just take the power washer in the fall or the spring and clean it. So the outdoor is a great selection. Then you come back here. Then we have the clearance section back here, about 10,000 square feet, where we have clearance stuff that we've marked down 40-50%. You know, stuff that needs a good home, so we bring it back here and we discount it, and we move it on out. Then more bedrooms, beautiful bedrooms. We have a design center where you can sit down with our designers and choose colors and designs and all that good stuff.
Gotcha. All right, good deal. Well, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Charleston Amish Furniture.
Well, the best way to contact Charleston Amish Furniture is you can go online and check us out, or give us a phone call, charlestonamishfurniture.com, beautiful website. We have 40,000 square feet full of beautiful solid wood, American-made Amish furniture.
All right, great. And what's the physical address of the showroom?
Got it. So it's 1750 Sam Rutenberg Boulevard, Charleston, South Carolina, right here in West Ashley. Right off, you take 61 and you till it dead ends into Sam Rutenberg, and you make a left, and we're right on the corner.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, we have been talking with Matt Trower with Charleston Amish Furniture. Thanks so much, Matt.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.